Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, travel expert, and excited about today's show.
Oh, that's nice. I am too excited about today's show, that is. I'm Al John Goh. I am a big-time Star Wars, Marvel, Disney Parks fan and foodie, also pop culturist. And welcome to the show. If you haven't already, feel free to like, subscribe, and click that notification bell every time we post new content. And as Kristen had said, she's excited about today's topic. What exactly is it?
Today, we are talking about the return of the Disney Dining Plan and what you need to know.
Ooh, exciting.
Because things have changed.
Oh, but sometimes change is for the good. We'll let you decide whether or not it's for the good or not. I think Kristen has alluded to previous podcasts that the Disney Deluxe Dining Plan is no longer available, which is a shame because we got a kick out of that.
I want to cry about that one. Why? I want it back.
Well, I tell you what we're not crying about is the fact that they've released details for the 2024 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, which is taking place right around the corner, if you can believe that, as we're buried under a ton of snow here in Middle Tennessee. We're gearing up for the Flower and Garden Festival there at Epcot. So, Kristen, you want to take us into all these great stories here?
Yes. So, it will kick off on February 28th and continue through May 27th. So that is going to be 90 days, and you're going to have topiaries, inspirational gardens, which are always one of my favorite things, delicious dishes, definitely my favorite thing, and rockin' music. Okay.
I like that.
So, new topiaries. And I don't know what's taking them so long to make this as a topiary because, I mean, he is the perfect topiary, and that sense. Would be Groot. This year, Groot. He gets to take root at Epcot.
Whoa, did you say Groot takes root?
Yep, that's what I said.
Very nice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Flora Colossus is his technical name.
He is going to be, of course, placed near Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind.
Makes sense.
Yes, that does. This year, there's going to be more than 70 topiaries. That is a lot of topiaries.
That's right. That's cool. I love topiaries. They're always so much fun with the Disney characters.
Of course, everybody's favorite, Figment, will also be there in the newly opened World Celebration Garden.
Very nice.
There will also be a new topiaries from Wish, including Asha Valentino and the Wishing Star. And they are going to have Miguel and Dante. They're going to be at over in Mexico.
Makes sense. And you got to love them from Pixar's Coco. Mm-hmm.
And the Garden Rocks concert series is back again. Dining packages for that will be opening on February 6th. And the restaurants include Akershus, Royal Banquet Hall, Beer Garden Restaurant, Coral Reef Restaurant, Garden Grill Restaurant, Rosencrown Dining Room, Le Cellier Steakhouse, and Regal Eagle Smokehouse, Craft Brews, and Barbecue. And for the Regal Eagle, it is same day in-person walk-up packages only.
Every time you say Regal Eagle, I think about the Regal Beagle from Three's Company. Can't help myself. I'm also dating myself.
Yes.
Okay.
Alchon.
Yes.
Inspiration and play.
Well, as I say, there's something for everyone at the festival. And this year, families can enjoy two seasonal scavenger hunts throughout the festival. You can follow Spike the Bee on his pollination crawl, where he's buzzing to collect nectar.
So every time, and I said this to you the other day, every time I hear the word pollination, I just think of Bug's Life.
Pollinators.
Yes, pollinators. That is what I think of every time I hear.
It's easy. It's easy to think about. So anyway, Spike the Bee is on his pollination trail, where he's buzzing to collect nectar from all the beautiful gardens within his exploration in that area. And then also for a limited time, you can also hop around the World Showcase for the egg extravaganza hunt. We've got 12 beautiful bunny-inspired eggs that will be placed throughout the park in hopes that you can find them all. And of course, at the very end of those little adventures, you can cash in for a really cool prize at the end, which is always really nice, which I like. So you can redeem all of those found items, and you get issued this kind of a little journey map so that you can redeem them at the end. So when you complete every one of those little mini missions, you get a little stamp, and then you'll be able to take it into Disney Traders or the Crater Shop or the World Traveler or the International Gateway for your special surprise, but only if you complete the mission.
No, that's not true anymore.
Really?
Yes. Even if you do not find all of the items, you still can redeem your map.
Oh.
To get the special surprise.
Well, that's a new twist for this year. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. Okay, great. Yeah, so also coming back this year, they've got the Butterfly Landing presented by Advent Health, which offers the guests to get up close and personal with some of nature's most beautiful pollinators, the butterflies. And this butterfly house, which is always really nice, highlights the cycle of life, or the circle of life of butterflies, containing valuable pollinator gardens. And at the Blossom of France, presented by Sensity, you can follow your nose to create the lasting memories with the help of unforgettable fragrances. So there's a whole bunch of stuff there. You can also look for a place to get a little energy out at Camp Get Out and Play Garden, presented by Off, where families can explore camp-themed gardens where the kiddos can jump, play, climb, and explore the area made just for them. Yeah. Kristen, how about all this cool merch?
Of course, one of my favorites is back, and that is the Orange Bird. They have apparel, accessories, garden decor, and more. Mm-hmm. And then Coco is going to be on different things. It's they've got a seize the moment type of idea here with headwear, home decor, and apparel inspired by the beloved classic.
Okay.
Of course, there's going to be the all the stuff that has the 2024 Epcot International Flower Garden Festival on it. There's going to be a butterfly collection that will feature Minnie Mouse. Annual pass holders have a collection all to themselves. It is featuring Spike the Bee. And if you can't make the festival, some of the merchandise will be up on Shop Disney starting March 4th.
Oh, that's nice. I'm looking forward to the popcorn bucket reveal.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, before you move on, let's talk about some of the bands performing, because they teased, you just closed it.
That's what we're talking about. It's right here.
Oh, okay, great.
I got it.
Okay, nice. Okay,
go through February. We'll do it month by month.
February 28th and 29th, you've got The Vibe. They'll be performing. In March, And I'm just going to roll through these names here.
Yeah, we don't need the
names. You've got Jason Scheff. And Jason used to be the bass player and singer for Chicago.
Gotcha.
Who took over for Peter Cetera. So we were just talking about him not too long ago. You also have Richard Marx, Evolution Motown, the band Berlin. Also, Rick Springfield, Dan Diaz, Modern English, who's a new performer. You know Modern English. I'll Stop the World and Melt With You. Great band. Also, the Commodores, Foreigner's Journey. Well, that's interesting. I wonder if that's like members of Foreigner and Journey. That would be interesting. And then you also have the Orchestra, which is ELO. Former members of ELO, Don't Bring Me Down.
They're going to be playing for 4 dates, too.
And that's pretty cool. And then you also have the Female Collective, Mike Del Gucci is performing, and also the Pointer Sisters at the end of March. So that's exciting. Also in April, you've got Funkified, Blue October, wow, Crowder, Hooligans, Jody Messina, A Flock of Seagulls. Oh, I love that. I Ran So Far Away. I love that. M80s will be performing, as well as Plain White Tees, one of Kristen's bands. Champagne Orchestra.
I'm not a fan of Plain White Tees.
I thought you liked Plain White Tees. Okay.
I think Kat likes Plain White Tees. Oh, okay. I don't like.
I was going to say, I'm glad I didn't get concert tickets to Plain White Tees then.
Because they're the Delilah, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
No, okay. All right, all right.
That song drives me bonkers.
All right, fair enough. Champagne Orchestra. You also have another one of Kristen's favorite all-time classic rock bands, Starship, featuring Mickey Thomas. I think we've seen them, I don't know how many times. We've also got Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon. And then the band Southbound closes out April. And in May, you've got Monsieur Perrine, Raul Acosta and Oro Salida with Magic Juan. You've got another band. They've got some to-be-announced bands. That are gonna be
but
here.
Look, the other date with Raul Acosta and Oro Salida is with Luisto
Ayala.
And the Puerto Rican Power Band.
Okay, cool. You also have Gilly and the Girl Band. That's going to be performing. Simple Plan returns, Element, The Spinners, Epic, and one of the bands that transformed the 90s music scene, Lit, who lives in Nashville now. They're going to be performing there. They're brand new to the event. And we still have some more bands performing at the end of May as well.
There are
three or four dates
that have not been announced yet.
Yeah, so check back in. I'm sure as they get filled, we'll let you know about the schedule once again.
And for those of you, it does take place in the American Gardens Theater at Epcot. It is part of your ticket price. And the show times will be 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. And of course, things are subject to change without notice.
I wish I was local to see all these bands, because I love seeing live music. And I really love, they have some really tremendous acts that come in and do concerts there for the concert series. No matter what time of year, they're always very good. And once again, I really appreciate them bringing all these great acts into Epcot, you know? And there's so many great bands that you don't really see touring in normal venues, you know? So it's nice that they come in to play. Anyway, do you have a favorite band on the list, Kristen?
I don't know that I have a favorite band, but...
A band you might want to check out?
Lit, probably.
Lit, you remember when my band opened up for them?
That was before you met me.
Oh, was it really?
Simple Plan. Oh. I'm trying to think of what song Simple Plan sings. I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Simple Plan.
If I play a Simple Plan song on here, we'll get knocked out.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
I just got a copyright strike for playing a song. But I will never do that again. Hey, Flock of Seagulls, that'll be a lot of fun to see. You know, because we've seen Starship so many times, and they're always great. Pointer Sisters are wonderful. Jody Messina, Berlin. I'd like to see Jason Scheff, because he's great.
Perfect.
Yes. And I like to see modern English as well, just because I've never seen them before. So
I think I'd probably want to see Simple Plan too.
Like I said, I have a feeling that Foreigner's Journey is actually some type of tribute band.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Uh-huh. Foreigner's Journey tribute band. The nation's number one tribute show to Journey and Foreigner. The music and energy of two exciting bands in one. Oh, that's neat. Oh, there you go. Foreigner's Journey. I wonder. Oh, it looks like we have Rudy Cardenas. And I'm looking to see if there's any four other band members here. But there you go. Okay. Well, that's good.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Guess what time it is?
Is it time already?
It is that time.
All right. Kristen told us all about this awesome travel deal that you can hook up our listeners with.
Well, since today we are talking about the Disney Dining Plan, it only makes sense to talk about the promotion that has to do with the Disney Dining Plan. And that would be, if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can enjoy the Disney Dining Plan for free when you purchase a non-discounted four-night, four-day Disney package that includes room as well as theme park tickets with the park hopper option. And it's going to be for arrivals most nights July 1st. Through September 30th, so just in time for you to enjoy the food and wine festival. And you will be required to prove that you are a Disney Plus subscriber. So
there you go. So yes. Make sure you sign up for Disney Plus if you haven't already. Chances are, if you're listening to this show, you already are a subscriber to Disney Plus. So take advantage of this deal. You know, Kristen, there's so many great deals going on right now with new super cruise ships launching and getting ready to launch, like the Disney Treasure and so many others, from Royal Caribbean to Carnival. There's monster ships out there. And we just got back from doing the Icon of the Seas, and that was a lot of fun on Royal Caribbean. So great deals to be had for Disney, great deals to be had for Universal with, you know, Nintendo going on over there. That's a lot of fun. Yeah. I've been watching videos about that. How can people take advantage of all your travel knowledge for the Disney Universal parks, any cruise line, or Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Great time to start planning your trip, especially with this cold snap hitting
the United States. Yes, plan to get away somewhere warm.
That's right. Go ahead and plan it. Plan it and book it with Kristen. So here we are into, as we say, the meat and potatoes of the program, the body of it, if you will, where we get to talk about the new and maybe improved, but at least it's brand new, the details for the Disney Dining Plan. So after many, many months of speculation, they finally decided to bring back the Disney Dining Plan. As you talked about the Disney Plus deal earlier with the Disney travel deal, now here's everything you need to know about the return of the Disney Dining Plan, Kristen.
Yes. So we're going to start off telling you a little bit about the Disney Dining Plan now that things have changed around with that.
Okay.
So you have the Disney Quick Service Plan.
Several different levels to choose from.
No, two.
Okay, two. Two different levels. It's
a couple. Okay, so what's included in this is for everyone in your party ages 3 and up, you get the following. And this is going to be per night of stay. So you get 2 quick service meals, 1 snack or non-alcoholic drink, and then 1 refillable resort mug. So that's what comes with that. Now, there is a specific number of meals and snacks that are set up based on the number of nights for your stay, and they will all be loaded on at the beginning of your stay, and you can redeem them at any time in any kind of configuration you'd like. And if you do have unused snack or meals, they do expire at midnight on the day of checkout. So you have that whole entire day that you are there, the last one, to use everything up. you cannot share this with other people. So you can't like go to a restaurant and, you know, have them use your card for, you know, somebody else who is not part of your party. And the resort refillable mugs are eligible for refills from self-service beverage islands that are located at the Disney resorts in a quick service location, typically something like a food court. You will find those. Just so you know, the beverages that are included in each meal, if you are 21 years of age and you are getting something that's beer, wine, or a cocktail, you do have to show your ID. Guests that are 3 tonight must order from the children's menu unless no children's menu is available. Also, when you purchase this, it's going to be for the entire length of your stay. So you can't say you only want it for 3 of the nights of your, you know, 7-night trip. It will be for all 7 nights. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So the next package that there is what's just called the Disney Dining Plan. Some people call it the Standard Disney Dining Plan or the Basic Disney Dining Plan, but it's the same thing. It's okay. The original Disney Dining Plan.
There you go.
And this one includes one quick service meal, one table service meal, one snack non-alcoholic drink, and one resort refillable mug. Now, if you are 21 and up, you can get an alcoholic drink, just so you know. And it's the same kind of process as I mentioned before, that you can do this at your own pace. It has to be for everybody in your party and all those sort of things. Those all remain the same. Now, there are some restaurants that require, if you're doing the table service, more than one meal credit.
And like signature dining experiences.
Yes. Let's see.
And so those signature dining experiences tend to be just more upscale, you know, definitely a higher price per plate typically, or offer something very special like the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
Yes.
Like the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review.
Yeah, Hoop-Dee-Doo Review, Tiffin's Restaurant, Toledo over at Disney's Coronado Spring would be an example of that. Character dining is typically 2 credits. So Akershus Royal Banquet Hall would be that. Let's see. Another example of that would be
Citricose
or Narcoosie's California Grill.
Flying Fish.
The Boathouse.
Yeah. Flying Fish still that.
Yes. So those kind of restaurants are going to be what is part of that.
Okay. And I really like signature dining restaurants. And so if you use up 2 credits, it simply means that, you know, should you decide to you'll be out 1 credit. So you'll probably have to pay out of pocket to dine, which is fine. So just keep that in mind. You'll pay out of pocket for another dining experience because you'll be short one meal.
For those of you doing table service, one of the things to note is unless it is family style or buffet, you will get 1 entree, 1 beverage if you are 21 or older. Again, that can be alcoholic. Everyone else is non-alcoholic, and 1 dessert. And that's what's going to be included in your plan per person. And as we were saying before, 2 table service credits are going to be at, mainly it's going to be, of course, your fine or signature dining restaurants, dinner shows, private in-room dining. So if you're staying at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, you can do the private in-room dining. Pizza pickup is also another thing.
I believe that quick service?
No, table service.
Oh, it's a table service. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So now that we've talked about what the plan is, prices. I meant to go over prices.
Okay.
Yes, let me find that. I thought I had that here.
Now, Kristen and I, when the Disney Dining Plan was available, we oftentimes will use the Disney Dining Plan because we are a big fan of table service restaurants and signature dining experiences. And we found that we were able to save a lot of money because we're able to eat at nice restaurants and get the experience we want. And there's also that flexibility to use the quick service as well. So we can have breakfast or we can have lunch, make a choice between the two, and have a really nice dinner, which is typically what we would do. So it offers a lot of flexibility.
Can you type in their Disney Dining Plan prices for me?
Okay.
2024. Sorry. Thank you. I thought I had that up, and I did not.
Well, I was going to say that you could also use that keyboard if you needed to. Oh. But anyway.
Okay. So the prices for this are going to be for the basic Disney Dining Plan is $94.28 per adult per night. That's ages 10 and up. 3 to 9 is $29.69 per night. And then there is also the, where is it at? The quick service plan, which is going to be $57.01 per person per night and $23.83
as we record
per child. Yeah. Yes, this is as we record this on January 17th. Of 2024.
There you go. yeah, if you're listening to it in the future and prices have changed. But once again, this is something that if you book your trip with Kristen and they're offering basically a promotion where you get the basic dining plan plus your room, et cetera, this is what you're going to get. But if you don't get a package deal, you can always book with Kristen and then add this on to your vacation, which is really nice for every night that you stay.
One question I have for Disney is these numbers, how do they come up with them? Because they're always, they've been over the past several years, crazy numbers. Instead of being like it says 5701. Before it used to be like 5699, which I get, it seems less than when you see $57. I get the whole psychology behind that. But is that one penny really that important that they need to add that penny on there?
I think.
I mean, it's crazy.
Round. Yeah,
like,
you
make
round.
Make it something easy that people can just, you know.
Well, I think this is part of their situation where they take the dining plan and they have their margin that they need to make as a company to pay their overhead and their food costs and everything wrapped up in the plan. And then they have variable pricing depending on the season and time of year. So I think that it moves like a slide rule depending on what time of year it is. So I would think that during peak season that they may actually increase prices because of the basic, you know, supply and demand law of, you know,
the whole
situation.
Thing is
so that,
crazy.
You know, they could, you know, they could move it back and forth, and it's really strange. But yes, you would think that they would automatically round the price to the nearest 99 cents, you know, because that's just how our brains think.
It's a lot easier, yeah, for people to, like, try and figure out in their head what it's going to cost versus looking at some funky numbers.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me from just a sales perspective why they would have this really weird, you know, it's 5701 or it's 2890, it's a 2825, you know, just some weird random number they pulled out of their butts there. So, okay.
Okay, so on to important things to know. Okay, so one of the things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore is swap the dessert for an additional appetizer. So you used to be able to order, like, do the two appetizers in your entree and not do a dessert, which I really liked, especially for people that may not be able to have sugar.
Yep.
Whether they be diabetic or on a special, you know, a diet where they're trying to eat healthy, I feel like at those places, they should then always offer a cheese plate for dessert because, yeah.
Or some other type of dessert.
I mean, because I'm sorry, an orange in place of some dessert is not the same level. No.
Yeah, that was
but
one of the things.
I'm bummed about seeing that.
We ran into that issue several years ago when I was on some special diet. And it was always, I felt really cheated because they would offer me fruit. And I'm like, oh, that's great. It doesn't really
would
go
you
one
like,
for one.
Would you like orange would you like some slices?
Celery? Yeah, would you like some celery?
I didn't ask you for celery. Okay. Another thing is, this is something new. You can now use them, your credits, at Disney lounges. So when you use it at the lounge, you need to know that you will be using a table service credit.
Okay.
So that's a big thing. It's not going to be a quick service credit. It is a table service credit. One of the things is, if you're sitting there, you may want a signature drink like you can have at the table. However, if you are in the lounge using it, does not include those signature drinks. You are limited to choosing from the
well drinks.
Yeah. So you're just typical
domestic beer, probably
wine and simple cocktails like vodka with soda.
Yep.
Rum and Coke, that kind of thing.
Yep. No top shelf stuff.
No. Also, some of these lounges may not have desserts. So you're going to get your appetizer and your entree and you're not going to have a dessert. Also, when you're eating here, often these lounges don't have full entrees. They are more of your tapas kind of thing, smaller portions. And so you may not be getting the most bang for your buck when it comes to using these there at the lounges.
But it is nice that you have that flexibility.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because you may be able to get a seat at the lounge and you can't get the restaurant you want.
Yeah. There you go. Or you just may feel like you just want to, you know, lounge, hang out at the lounge, eat and drink, and that's just what you want to do, you know, and it's already part of your plan. So that's good that you have at least the flexibility to use it.
Yes. You can also use your table service credits on to the go options.
On to go.
What did I say?
On to the go.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so you can use it to-go options.
Yes, I meant on to go.
On to go options, not to the go options.
Okay, the following restaurants that you can use that at are going to be Sanaa, Steakhouse 71, Three Bridges Bar and Grill, Olivia's Cafe, Kona Cafe, Geyser Point Bar and Grill, Ale and Compass Restaurant in Trattoria Al Forno. So,
shareables,
got some options there.
Yeah, shareables are also considered an appetizer.
Yes.
So they won't be covered under the Disney dining plan. But if you have two people wanting to use one table service credit, they can do so with a drink, shared entree, and a dessert. So we have done that as well for times where we've used two. You know, to table service restaurants will use a quick service and we'll split it.
So this is a great thing to do if you are planning to do like a lunch at Yak and Yeti restaurant, because you could do one of their shareable appetizers. They are huge. And then you share your entree. You're going to share your dessert. You get one beverage. However, all you're going to do is add on and pay for an additional beverage. So, I mean, that's a win-win there.
Totally.
And those appetizers at Yak and Yeti that are shareable are huge.
Yeah, like
my favorite ahi tuna nachos.
That's right.
Oh, I could eat those all day.
Yes.
They make me happy.
Yes, they do. Make me happy too.
Now, this one is one that...
Nice
when I
hack.
Tell you this, yeah. I'm going to tell you that this is something I highly suggest do not do, because it will be a waste of your credits.
In
you
our
are
opinion,
not getting, you will not be getting your biggest bang for your buck.
Yes.
I'm just going to put it that way. At Via Napoli, if you want to get the biggest pizzas that they have, you have to use, in order to get that one big pizza, 4 or 5 Disney dining table service credits per pizza.
No thanks. Get the personal pizzas.
If that's what you want to do, either get the smaller pizzas or choose to not use your credits that night and pay out of pocket, because it'll save you a lot of money going that route.
Yeah, I mean, these are great hacks and tips so that you can extend the use and make best use of your Disney dining credits. And this is an example of how not to use them. And we will say that some of the newer restaurants that we've talked about as they opened
the
up
two
over the
newest
past,
ones.
Yeah, the past couple months, Eat by Manit Chuhan and Summer House on the Lake, both at Disney Springs, do not, as of this recording, accept the Disney dining plan. And that should change in the near future, but
rumors have been that Summer House on the Lake is trying to get to be on the Disney dining plan.
Yeah, and I would think there will be the time when both of those restaurants will come online.
It's just
not online yet.
No, and it does. Disney does start this process of getting these restaurants that are not owned by them on the Disney dining plan list the year prior. So it takes some time for them to really get that. And that's why they'll say it nothing is finalized until the new year, because they're always working on negotiating with these restaurants to get them on to take part in this. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Okay. Hacks,
tips and tricks. This is how you can make it work.
Yes.
To your advantage.
Yes. Okay. You can refill your resort mug at other resort refill stations. So you're not limited to just using your mug at your resort.
Keep that in mind, because your Disney mug, resort mug, has a RF chip in it. You have to be able to have it activated. That's another key thing. You have to have it activated when you check out at your resort, your home resort. Because if you don't, like we did one time, we just got the mugs and they didn't actually run it through the scanner to activate it.
You can't use anything.
You can't use soft drinks. I mean, you can get coffee, you can get iced tea.
Yeah, but that's not legal. That is stealing mugs.
Well, I mean, we bought our mug. So it is legal. They just didn't activate it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
We bought the mug. Yes. We didn't just take our old mugs, Kristen. Come on. No, we stayed at the resort not Caribbean Beach. Where did we stay this time?
Coronado Springs.
So we stayed at Coronado Springs and they just forgot to check out our mugs. And I said, forget it. I don't feel like dealing with this. So I just decided to drink iced tea. But that's what happened to us.
And I don't drink pop. So
yeah, didn't.
It's a very, very rare occasion, like a couple times a year. Yes. I am a water, tea, and coffee drinker, aren't I?
Yes. Another thing, you can use the Disney dining plan in the mobile app so you can save time, which we always suggest mobile ordering in advance. It makes it super easy and it's all said and done. So definitely do that in terms of hacks. Okay.
So let's talk a little bit about using mobile order to redeem your credits.
Okay.
It's very simple. You go into the app to order your food. You simply select all of the food items you want, add them to your cart, get all the way through that. And as long as you have your Disney dining plan linked to the Disney World app, it will automatically apply it.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. So that makes it very nice.
Now there you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
So I think that's going to be very nice. to make it easy for you. That way you don't have to do that. And you can take full advantage of the dining plan that way. It's awesome.
We like it. We like it a lot. Okay. What else? Oh. Do you have any other hacks here?
Yes. Where to not use your Disney dining plan credits, snack credits in particular. These are like, please do not waste your snack credits because they can be redeemed for some really cool things. We're going to talk about those in a little bit. But these are the things that would be a waste of your snack credit.
Now, we're not telling you how to use it. If you want to use it on a snack credit that's $2, be my guest. We just don't suggest it.
No, we're telling them don't do it because you can pay that like a couple bucks for it.
Yes.
Because otherwise you will be very sad that you used it on something $3 when you hear some of the things we're going to suggest and how much they cost.
Because yes.
All of the, what we're doing is telling you the ways to get the most out of it.
That's right.
I mean, that way you can squeeze every dollar amount you got out of Disney. Because that's really what you want to do.
I want.
Everybody wants to do that.
I want to do it. Yes.
If you didn't, you wouldn't be buying the dining plan.
That's true.
Okay. So these are the ones, as Al John likes to say, we suggest you don't use your Disney.
It's highly, highly suggested.
Okay. Yes. You tell them.
Okay. Don't use it on a bag of chips, for heaven's sake. The other thing is a side of cheese or gravy.
Yeah, because that's on like a buck.
Yeah, let's not do that. A piece of fruit, like an orange or an apple. Also, popcorn refills. Yeah, not a good idea. Starbucks with their small drinks or cake pops. Oh, definitely big no-no. Or bottled water or pop. So, yeah, we suggest not. But what you should do is use a Disney dining plan on huge items with a huge ticket price, like the Rapunzel sundae, which typically goes for $8.29 as of this recording. The blue or green milk over there at Galaxy's Edge for $8.99. Or a pepper jack pretzel, one of my favorites, for $8.25. So, yes, don't use it on frivolous things under $3. Do use them on things that are over $8. And once again, when you look at the quick service menu, they'll have, or when you go into, one of those confectionaries or like the Big Top over there at Magic Kingdom, you'll see the little Disney dining plan logo there for the snacks. And you'll notice that if that has a little Disney dining plan, especially on the high ticket items,
it's purple and white.
Go for it. Go for it.
I'd
you will
say
not regret it.
Anything over like $6 or over is a great use of that.
Yeah.
If you're going to the festivals at Epcot, many of those items hit higher price points and you can use your snack credits on it. So
they'll be
that's
marked.
Definitely how to get like really get good use out of your snack credits.
Agreed. Good stuff. Wow, that's a lot. We covered a lot. But I think it's important that you educate yourself to the Disney dining plan and all its intricacies because it can be daunting at times. But the good news is every time you use your Disney dining plan, at least when we used it last, a receipt can be printed out with your remaining credits so you know exactly how many credits for snacks and table service and quick service you have left.
They will also show up in your app. It automatically keeps track of it in there. So as you use them, it will let you know which ones, where you're at for each different item.
If you're anything like us, you'll also be able to, we hang on to your receipts because sometimes bugs do happen and you'll be able to reconcile that with
we
your
had
receipts
that happen.
And that it happened before where we lost a Disney credit. And we showed them the receipts and they're able to track that down. And who knows how that got lost in the machine, but regardless, we got a Disney dining credit back. So that's really important. You know, and don't let them go to waste. If for some reason you're leaving, if you're flying or driving, yeah, you know what? Instead of getting the most bang for your buck, it's better to just get some stuff like chips and whatever snacks. Get the expensive ones as you can, if you can, and take them with you on your trip home so you have some more Disney stuff to eat on the way home.
Or,
but I would not leave any dining credits unused.
Or you can use them to pick up some sweet treats to take back to friends and family back home at the end of your trip too.
Sure, why not? For yourself or We've your friends that. And family. We've done that. It's a great way to make use of those credits. Any other great tips or tricks, hacks, Kristen?
No, but if you guys have any questions about the Disney dining plan or about using it, please hit us up. Let us know what your questions are, and we'd be happy to answer those for you.
That is wonderful. I love it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, hit that like, subscribe, and notification bell. You guys are the reason we do the show, so please continue to support us by sharing and giving us those 5-star reviews. And thanks to you, we currently are a 5-star review podcast. Yay! Also, if you would like to head over to Spotify, you said they could also do it, support us on the other apps as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a link. There's a link to our support page everywhere you find podcasts. All you have to do is click on the show notes for this episode, and you'll get all the links that you're going to talk about as well as the support link.
Awesome. And the links that I'm going to be talking about are the ones you can also find at diningatdisney.com. And that is going to be Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Strollers, and Garden Grocer. Al, John, tell them where they can find us.
Well, yes, you can find us on all the socials, Facebook, X, Instagram. We're there. We may not always post, but we're always there. And then you can also subscribe to the show, as Kristen said. Leave us those 5-star reviews and support us through our show notes there. We would appreciate it. Also, you can find me on Instagram. That's the best place to touch base with me, at AlJohnGo. And you can also check out my other podcast that I host with Disney, former Disney creative, animator, and world-renowned storyteller, author, Dave Bossert. It's called Skull Rock Podcast, where we talk about pop culture and Disney and animation and the theme parks. We have Imagineers. We have filmmakers and artists and everything under the sun with Disney, and we interview them every single week. We just had Rebecca Reese on. She's known for her animation work with Brave Little Toaster and Aladdin and so many other great movies, and she's great. We're going to have some more great artists that we're going to be talking about through the year, so feel free to check out our show, Skull Rock Podcast, everywhere you find podcasts. You can also check out our friend Kat Arcuri. Typically, she's on the air with us, but you can find her on Instagram at Kat, C-A-T underscore A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E on Instagram. Also check out Eat the Pictures podcast with her, where she talks about food and film. A great little tie-in as well. All right. And, Kristen, I guess you can sign us off.
If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney. You can also check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone.
Yay.
Sorcerer Radio itself can be found at srsounds.com, and you can listen to Disney park music all day long. And until next time, bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.